Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything. Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, May 2nd. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Chinese bargain site Temu says it's no longer shipping products directly to customers in the U.S., a dramatic shift in its business model. It comes as the U.S. ended its longstanding de minimis provision today. That was a trade exemption that let overseas packages valued at $800 or less arrive duty-free. A spokesperson from Temu said the shipping changes are, quote, part of Temu's ongoing adjustments to improve service levels. Staying with China, the country's popular social video app, TikTok, has been fined $600 million by Ireland's privacy watchdog. It said the company failed to guarantee user data sent to China was protected from government surveillance under Chinese laws governing espionage and cybersecurity. That is a blow to TikTok's efforts to convince Western countries, including the U.S., that the app is safe to use. The company vowed to appeal the fine and said the decision covers a period of time before it put new protections in place. It also denied that it turns user data over to the Chinese government, and it said it hasn't received requests for it to do so. And finally, the maker of Grand Theft Auto issued an apology for delaying the release of the game's next installment, but investors aren't accepting it. Shares of Take-Two Interactive fell 6.7% today after the company's Rockstar Entertainment subsidiary confirmed its hotly anticipated Grand Theft Auto 6 will now drop a year from now rather than this fall. One analyst said the delay is consistent with the company's track record of putting product quality over hitting deadlines. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.